Saddle up your horses. Well, welcome everyone to the Robin Wolder Show, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. God bless you today. Here we sit, the penultimate is the word, which means next to the last program before the election. And if you are hearing the Sunday morning program this weekend, you will hear me say that it is the last program before the election, because we have a number of stations that are not covering the last program before the election. More on that later if I get to it. The world is changing really, really fast, and just trying to adapt as we go along. So I apologize for my voice today. I'm actually better than when I broadcast the Sunday morning program yesterday, or taped it. It was one of those deals where, well, I don't know. You know, I did some business, stopped to see my grandkids, and of course, how can you see a whole slug of grandkids without one of them being sick and without you catching it? All in all, trust me, it's worth it. Okay, I want to start with some good news today, end with some good news in between. We've got two topics: the importance of Israel, the importance of voting, and voting the right way. Can you be a Christian and vote for Harris? I'm going to tell you right now, the short answer is no. But I'll explain more later why I say that. But first of all, I love this piece that Cammy Baby got up to give a speech somewhere. Can't even think where it was. I think it might have been in Detroit, but I'm not sure. And then she just kind of can't handle the fact that the crowd starts chanting, "We love Trump." I mean, it was amazing. And the ones are, and all these stooges that the left hires to stand behind them on these little mini bleachers behind the speaker are kind of apoplectic when they hear this going on. What is going on? And Harris tries to smile and laugh it away. And she doesn't act unreasonably under the circumstances. But guess what? She comes out and concludes, "Well, you've had your time to speak. Now it's my turn because, excuse me, I'm speaking." This is an interesting comment coming from her, who would never, ever castigate anyone on the left from shouting down somebody on the right. I mean, when what's-her-face, the woman, I can't even think of her name right now, from L.A., that representative said, "You got to get in the face and shout down people, shout down Republicans," and others. Did Harris object to this? No. She's only civil to people who like her. She's only kind to people who some adulation about her, and honor her and lift her up. She's so conceited. Well, anyway, you know the rest of that story. I don't want to go any further than that. But I do have a better good news. I mentioned a couple weeks ago, that I'm amazed at the people from the kind of eclectic group of people that are coming to support Donald Trump. I mean, you had RFK Jr., came out. Elon Musk, who is huge. Nothing to do with RFK Jr. You got Tulsi Gabbard coming out, who went from Democrat to Independent, and a couple days ago from Independent Republican. She has nothing to do with the others. Then I mentioned last week, I think, Antonio Brown, a receiver, kind of a bad boy, but a great football player. I think he played for the Steelers and somebody else. I don't know. You can correct me if you want, but who came out full on for Trump. And then he's out there in the Pittsburgh stadium throwing out towels with Trump and Vance on it, and then having a voter registration booth outside the stadium. And he has been joined by another NFL star who only retired a couple of years ago, Le'Veon Bell, who did play for the Steelers a good portion of his career. That much I remember. And this guy, I got to tell you, no wonder Barack Hussein Obama is ticked off. He's mad at black men for not following him. He's sort of the master to keep them on the plantation, and they aren't following his orders. I love this. This is an answer to prayer that if you've listened to this program for, it's going to be, believe it or not, 20 years this coming February. But for a good portion of those 20 years, my prayer has been that there would be these good, articulate, conservative blacks and Hispanics that would come out and get involved politically. And for the first time in this last year, I'm really starting to see it. It thrills me. And so Bell has joined Antonio Brown. I mean, this is a worst-case scenario for Barack Hussein, that he would lose control, and he has. He has no control of black men. I think he still has a following among black women, but not in black men. They're abandoning the Democrats in droves. A majority? No. But to go from maybe 8% Republican vote up to maybe 30%, that's huge. And it's a deal maker, a game changer possibly in this election. But let me read you what Le'Veon Bell said. This is just, so he's endorsed Trump at a rally. He was at a rally last week. I don't know which one. Trump has so many rallies, I can't keep them straight. I do have it in my notes here. It's in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. So he played for the Steelers, so that's an appropriate place. And he was really pushing hard the endorsement, calling Trump the real and authentic candidate in the race. He said, and I quote, "I had fought, I had played in the football games, playoff games, regular season games, Super Bowls. I've never had a feeling I had 2 days ago at that rally when I was behind the mic in front of America." Whoa. I mean, doesn't this just kind of give you chills? This guy is coming into his own. He's finding out what he was really created for. He said, "Maybe more than just America, bro. I was in front of millions of people." He went on to say, quote, "Let me tell you how real Trump is. One, I didn't know I was going to be called up on the stage. And when Trump went up there and talked, bro, I had no idea. I mean, zero clue that he was going to call me on stage. And not only did he call me on stage, he shook my hand, talked to me a little bit, but I was thinking that that was going to be it. And I'm cool with it. Got my little photo op. I'm cool, bro." He like literally looked me right in my face and just backed up and said, "You got anything to say? Say it." Basically said, "The mic is yours." I got so nervous, but then I shook. And basically what I was trying to say is, Trump is the real one, bro. He is the real one. He didn't tell me like he was going to let me say anything or nothing. He didn't tell me he was going to call me up. He just did that, bro, out of love. I get it. He might want to win the, I get it. He might want to win the election or whatever, but I'm trying to tell you, y'all, he didn't have to do that. I could have messed up everything. That's why y'all don't understand it, is that Trump is the real one. Oh my gosh. I mean, no wonder the left cannot show any of this stuff on the air, because the election would be over. There would be a time and a place for concession by Kamala. So we got Brocky, who is clearly upset and inflamed that blacks just aren't following his lead, They're off the plantation. No master, half black, half white master, is going to keep them on it. And I'm thrilled. And if Trump wins, it's going to be because of the Hispanic and the black vote, which will not be a majority for him, but it is going to be more than your white female libtards that seem to think that Trump is so callous, who gives a rat's rear end about the policies of Kamala Harris. Miss Abortion. She's only got three political planks, right? Abortion, abortion, abortion. And while women think that's so great, aren't 50% of all victims of abortion girls? That doesn't sound very pro-feminine to me. But anyway, there's somebody else, though, that's really ticked off that this is happening. But it's even more personal, and that's Hillary Rodham, spelled R-O-T-T-E-M, Clinton, who's always angry. Goodness sakes. I mean, she's just sort of like the wicked stepmom from some bad movie or something. She's always out there. I don't know. She's gone beyond angry to the point where she's just sounding deranged. But jealousy, envy, oh, she believes that this election belongs to her against Trump, not Harris. And not only is she jealous of Harris, she is absolutely ticked beyond belief that she isn't up there because she truly believes she's the one who could beat him. Well, she's twice failed already. I mean, she is just a hag in an ill-fitting pantsuit, the way I see it. But she's ticked. Now, this is interesting. Hillary Clinton, there's a difference between her and Harris. Hillary Clinton is wicked and smart. She's evil with intelligence. Harris is dumb and wicked. So this only adds to the contempt that Hillary has for Harris. Because not only does this election belong to me, I should be up there, but I am the most qualified, especially compared to this dumb as a fence post candidate that they ended up with. So anyway, well, there you go on that one. Other news, I'm kind of clearing these topics off my desk here before we get to our main topics. Gates, Bill Gates, who I'm thrilled is getting sued by a bunch of people who have suffered from the vaccine, and they took the vaccine based on the COVID vax, based on Bill Gates' recommendation. And they are all seriously injured for having taken the vax. He's getting sued. I hope they relieve him of his billions. Because, why? Well, he just contributed $50 million to Harris's campaign. And he's thrilled that Microsoft, his company, and Russia and China have basically agreed to use AI to corrupt this election. You know they're going to do everything they can to steal or corrupt the election process. Now I want to cover some items here dealing with Israel. And normally I would have put this off until after the election, but I will tell you, this is how much I love Israel and how critical they are to world affairs. There are some things that are just as important, if not more important, than this election. The election is enormously important for us. It's important for the world. But I look at Israel as the defining point of concern for all of us, ultimately. And I just want to cover some things here because we know, and it's election related. Harris hates Jews. Okay, so she married one. But he's a secular Jew. He doesn't give a rip about Israel. He's fine with a two-state solution because why? He's not there. He's not the one getting to get beheaded by Hamas or Hezbollah. He's too busy trying to cover his rear end for all of the misogynistic sexual harassment that he has committed in the past, which I might add, we now have four or five women who are talking about having been sexually harassed by Harris's husband, Emhoff. Well, all of the women from CNN, MSNBC, and all the other alphabet networks who are beating up Kavanaugh and Trump over sexual harassment, where are they now? I'll tell you what you hear from them. Crickets. They aren't saying anything. They'll make up lies about the people they hate and then refuse to tell the truth about the people that they're politically in bed with. Properly said, with whom they are in bed. I hear my mother, don't end a sentence with a preposition. Oh boy, she's been gone 20 years. I can still hear her saying that. So, the question here that is risen by David Brummer writing for, I'm not sure who David writes for, actually. Sorry about that. But why can't the Biden-Harris administration stop leaking information against Israel? Well, Brummer goes through a long litany of supposed reasons how they can't find out who's leaking and what they're leaking. I think it's simple. You don't have to read the article. The answer is this administration does not care for Israel. Yes, we're doing what's necessary now. For what reason? I think to help Harris get elected. Biden's going to do. I think Biden has a more affinity for Israel than Harris. Harris despises Israel, and it's going to be the most Jew-hating administration if she's elected since Barack. I don't know who's going to turn out to be the biggest Jew hater. The biggest Jew hater in Congress are all Democrats. That much we know. So the one thing that Brummer does not bring out in the article, he never considers a possibility that the leaks are intentional. That the administration fundamentally does not like Israel. And they're leaking information to supposedly help woo Muslim vote in the United States, the number of which will soon exceed Jews. Muslims have a lot more children than Jews do in this country, and everywhere probably. Which leads me to the next piece. Lloyd Austin, the totally incompetent Secretary of Defense. The other day, this is telling. He would not answer the question whether or not Israel is a reliable ally. The question, is Israel a reliable ally? He wouldn't answer it. If it's yes, that's easy. If it's no, that's a hard one to say. So he's just going to take the, he's going to go out the escape hatch on that question. And when I heard this, I thought, this is shameful that we cannot come forward and simply state that Israel is a reliable ally, because they are. But here is the problem. The question is not, is Israel a reliable ally of the U.S.? The question is, the U.S. a reliable ally of Israel? To which I think the answer is no. Just by just got done talking about the leaked information. There is all this administration wants is whatever, and we will do whatever necessary to make themselves look good for the purposes of the election. If Harris is elected, then Netanyahu is going to do just fine without any help from the United States, because he's not going to really get it. No, once she's elected and it's in her hands to come out more forcefully against Israel. You see, she hates Israel just as much as Barack Hussein hates Israel. However, the progression of the left in this country in the downward spiral in our culture and the anti-Semitism will embolden Harris to be more forceful in her anti-Semitism than Obama could be. I mean, keeping in mind that Jews comprise a major portion of Obama's campaign contributions. as they do for Harris, but less so than with Obama. So he would be patronizing, even though his closest associates, David Axelrod, right on down the line, were anti-Semitic as well as he, but he'd handled it better than Kamala, and he had to be more careful than Harris. Harris, if she gets elected, she's going to think that everything she feels and everything that she's ever said is now a mandate, and she'll go hog wild with it. So again, that question is not, is Israel a reliable ally of the U.S.? They always will be. The question is the U.S. a reliable ally of Israel? And we are less so than we used to, on our way to being even less so, unless Donald Trump is elected. It should tell you something, that they took a poll in Israel. 54% of the Jews want Donald Trump. Now that sounds like 46% want Harris. No, 24%. So Trump in Israel beats Harris by 30 points. Now 54 and 24 don't add up to 100. What's the difference? Whether people who had no thought one way or the other. I mean, not everybody in Israel has to be spending all their time wondering and worrying about the U.S. election. Trust me, they're too busy dodging bombs and racing to a bomb shelter to beat the bomb to the bomb shelter from Hezbollah or Hamas or whoever it is that's trying to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. But so deep, and I would say quiet vitriol, the hatred is so deep with Harris. And of course, she's calling the shots, that when Netanyahu's home was hit by a Hezbollah drone the other day, he lives in Caesarea. I didn't know where he lived. Obviously, Hezbollah knows where he lives. And he's probably got multiple residences, as he should. But when his home got hit, I don't know how badly it was damaged. He wasn't there. But it was without question an assassination attempt. And guess what? Joey No Brains Biden and Kami Know Nothing Harris, neither one of them ever called Netanyahu to encourage him and support him after an assassination attempt. But who does? Of course, you know the answer, Donald Trump. Trump was there calling Netanyahu, telling him he has his support. I got to tell you, Trump was the best president towards Israel in his first term, maybe possibly including Harry Truman, who was involved in the creation of the state. I guess that would trump all. But Harry Truman, if he were alive today, would be a conservative Republican, not a Democrat. He'd be Republican and a very conservative one. But I'll tell you who will be even a better supporter of Israel than Trump was during his first term. The answer? Donald Trump during his second term. And I'm thrilled about that. So, talking about Israel's intelligence, which is incredible, the Mossad, is just unbelievable how that's their intelligence agency. Israel kept the U.S. in the dark about what kind of response to the Iranian ballistic missile attack that they're going to launch. Israel is smart. They aren't telling this leaking albatross called the Biden-Harris administration. Why tell those who you don't trust? Why tell those who have an interest against you and are ready to leak something, not for your benefit, but to their own stinking, putrid political advantage there in the United States? Why? Israel is smart to not tell us a stinking thing other than what they absolutely want us to know. And I this is just pretty amazing because who is it that has identified that Hezbollah has bases, not just a presence, not just a physical presence in these places, but an actual bases in Bolivia, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. And who is it that's coming north to the United States? Ali Ali Oxen, all in free from Witch Hazel Harris. Well, coming from Bolivia, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and some others. We're just letting them in. We're just letting in Hezbollah agents into the United States. It's been verified all over the place. And Harris then comes out the other day and says on Telemundo that she will have mass amnesty for all illegals in the United States. Mass amnesty. This woman could not possibly be more un-American. I've never known a politician at this level who's hated this country more. She eclipses Barack Obama. See, Obama went from a community organizer to being a mega millionaire, which never could have happened in another country, but it could happen in America. America been very, very good to me, right? Well, she functions more on just sheer hatred and stupidity. But anyway, and now CBS. What does that stand for? The crappy broadcasting system has come out and said and told their staff, this is an order. They are to no longer refer to Jerusalem as being in Israel. Isn't that something? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, don't you continue to say that Detroit is in Michigan. You're fired. That's what they're told. They cannot refer to Jerusalem as being in Israel because CBS bowing to Islamic pressure or just because they took a stupid pill, I don't know which, contends that Jerusalem is in occupied territory. Yeah, it's occupied by Israel since 1967 for the last, 50-some years? And it always originally belonged to them? And yet, so what do we have? We have this country, the Biden and Harris administration, is taking advice from foreign governments on how to censor our speech. These documents that were recently released here shows that Biden-Harris, just call it the Harris administration, are getting pointers, so to speak, from the British disinformation officials about how to further partner with social media companies in establishing an all of government effort for fighting disfavored content. That doesn't include just health matters, but including elections. Wow. This is kind of an interesting little thing, huh? So Congress has been investigating potential censorship issues by the executive branch leading up to this election. So the House Republicans have proposed legislation to prevent any tax money going to countries that regulate online speech. My goodness sakes. I mean, this is coming from the New York Post. And it's no wonder. All right. I mean, Hillary, we covered this last week. She said that we have the mainstream media. They do a great job. Well, great job to them is controlling speech. But she said, we need to control social media. We will lose control if we don't control social media. Now they're going overseas to get help. We'll be right back.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
We are back. This is the Robin Walter Show, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. If you'd like to contact me, please feel free to do so. I actually make an effort. It's an effort with my schedule, but I think I'm pretty successful in responding to every correspondence I get, positive, negative, what have you. Red Sky Radio, 777 at gmail.com. That's Red Sky Radio 777 at gmail.com. Okay, we covered the Israel piece, and now on to the piece, the topic here about Harris. And that is, can you really be a Christian and vote for Harris? Well, my quick answer is no. I suppose you could be a Christian and vote for Harris if you are incredibly, abysmally ignorant of both the Bible and what she says, what she stands for. And if you are that abysmally ignorant, then you don't have any business voting, period. I don't think you can be, you could have any biblical roots to your life and be reasonably informed as to what's going on and vote for this witch from the depths of hell. She is that bad. Now, I don't want to go into any great depth on this next little snippet here, because I covered in great detail on the Sunday morning program with Robin Walter, which I think you should listen to, about Harris responding to the two young Christian men who, during her speech, yelled out, "Jesus is Lord," and then followed that up with, "Christ is King." And then she said, I think you're at the wrong rally. And the crowd, all the abortionites, just went bonkers, screaming, yelling, hollering. They thought that was really great and funny. She said, "I think you belong to the little one down the street." And now they just went into this howling. I mean, it was just like a feeding frenzy on Christians. And when I heard that, we live kind of in the country, and it's not unusual when it's pleasant enough. I sleep with the windows open to wake up in the middle of the night, early morning every time, and hear this cacophony of coyotes who are just partying down hard because they just took out a deer, a couple rabbits, whatever they're feasting on. It's a carnivore's delight. That is what, I mean, and the coyotes will start out of nothing. There was just dead silence, and then there's a dozen or more of them just howling and screaming like you can't believe. It's sort of like what I envision hell must sort of be like. That's what Harris's crowd sounded like when she said, "I think you're at the wrong rally." Realize what she's saying. She's saying, "You Christians, get out of here." And then he held up a cross, and then she did a hand swat, like you're swatting a fly away. She swatted him out of here. "Get out of here. You don't belong here. Go to that little rally down the street, the Trump one," which there wasn't one. But I will also tell you, that's why I point to Matthew 7, where it talks about wide is the gate, and many that go in thereat, which leads to destruction, to hell. Narrow is the gate, straight is the gate that leads to life, and few there be You see, you and I are at the little rally, which is the right rally. These guys were making a point, and God bless them for doing so. But Harris's cross-swatting just gives you an indication of what hatred she has for the Christian faith. She hates Christians. She calls herself a Baptist. Well, goodness sakes, if she's a Baptist, I'm a leprechaun. You can call yourself anything you want, right? It doesn't make you that just because you say it. So this is a woman who doesn't believe in any religious exemptions for abortion. She said, quote, "I don't think we should be making concessions when we're talking about a fundamental freedom to make decisions about your own body." Now, what this is interesting because in saying, "I don't think we should be making concessions, we're talking about a fundamental freedom to make decisions about your own body." You know, if a woman wants to slaughter and murder her child in the womb, she can go to Gavin Grusom's California and offer him up on the sacrifice of Molech there, if that's what they want to do. They're not being prevented from slaughtering their children in the womb. She said about the fundamental decision to make decisions about your own body. Harris, are you so stupid that you do not know that the child is not part of the woman's body? Actually, I have to tell you, this just really ticks me off, that more Republicans simply don't make the point that the child is not part of the woman's body. Easy to prove. Sterilize a needle, pinprick to your left index finger, right index finger, take a blood sample from each, send it to the lab, and see if your DNA matches. If it doesn't, you belong in the circus because you're a freak show. The reason that they don't match is because the child's body is the child's body. It has its own DNA. It's not part of the woman's body, Harris. And incidentally, you're not making a concession by saying people can't get an abortion. You're just saying, if we're going to make a concession, we're not going to make a concession by allowing you to refuse to give somebody an abortion. We're going to make you do whatever the heck I want because I'm from hell and I love death and I'm part of a death cult called Demoncrats. I mean, Craig Price writes here, Kamala Harris admits she would deny religious exemptions for abortions, forcing Christians to kill unborn children, and seemingly doubling down on weaponizing the government to jail pro-lifers who pray outside abortion facilities. Kami Harris promises freedom, but then pledges to federally steamroll Americans into taking part in abortions against their will. Coming from Susan B. Anthony's Pro-Life America. So the doctors must perform them against all religious objections. Then the taxpayers must pay for them for any reason in all 50 states with no exceptions. I mean, this woman is part of a death cult. Just because she doesn't have children, why does she have to take out her angst about not having any children against those who do and wants to feel better, I guess, I don't know, about being childless by encouraging others to kill their children? I mean, it's what she's doing. And if she becomes president, I want this country to split. I really do. I mean, doesn't the scripture say, come apart from them and be ye separate? Have nothing to do with them? I mean, do not be unequally yoked. Let's take the state of Oklahoma, a state I love. If Oklahoma said, we are not going to force our doctors to kill children in the womb, and the federal government says you must do that, then Oklahoma just needs to leave. And we're going to have a program, but I have to see who wins the election as to what you must do and what you have no choice but to do biblically in the area of civil disobedience, disobeying the law, fleeing, where does that come into play? I do not want to do it now because I'm still hoping God gives us Donald Trump, who is not the Savior. He just buys us time. So, my goodness, it's just the depths of depravity of this woman is just beyond belief. I'm not saying she's actually worse than Obama. She's just able to say, or stupid enough to say, things that are in her heart that Obama couldn't say or thought it unwise to say for political reasons. I mean, after all, Obama originally said he didn't support queer marriage. No, that's what he said on the, oh, I forgot what program that was. But anyway, so not only is she a fake, we know she's a fake, a liar. She's not that bright. As I forgot who it was, it was quite a notable person, but I read their post, no pun intended, it says Kamala Harris is simply dumb as a fence post. Now, she comes up with things that are reactionary. You don't have to be smart to come up with something reactionary. You see, she didn't have a prepared response to when those two guys stood up and said, Christ is King, Jesus is Lord, at her abortion rally. There are political rallies, they're just abortion rallies. She didn't have a prepared response. And I loved what Ben Carson said. Well, out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaks. So she had a quick response. Not because she's smart, but because what was in her heart was easy for it to come out. And it did. You belong at that little rally down the way, and then swat the cross away with her right hand, backside of her right hand. So this woman from California, otherwise known as the Wicked Witch of the West, you know, she's not writing her own books. She's not writing her own articles. It's interesting. You know, she said that there isn't anything she would do differently than Joe Biden, while at the same time trying to carve herself out as an individual. Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States. The worst. And she wouldn't do anything different. And so much are they alike. Biden had to drop out of his first presidential race and then arguably the second one for what? Plagiarism. They're so much alike. They each just plagiarize other people in books and articles that they contend that they wrote. I mean, it's just incredible. And it would be nice if some authorities were on our side, but unfortunately, they aren't. The FBI, you know, now admits that the Democrats' claims about crime going down were just plain wrong. That somehow the FBI, they failed to include homicides in Detroit, Oakland, California, and four other cities, which amounted to just about 1,700 murders. They failed to include in the statistics to be able to say that crime went down in 2022, when in reality it went up 4.5%. Violent crime went up 4.5%. They can't get their own statistics right. What does FBI stand for? A feckless batch of incompetence? Maybe so. Well, all we ever hear, it seems like, is how we are in the midst of this existential threat to the survival of democracy, when, of course, in reality, Harris is the existential threat to the Constitutional Republic. If she's elected, I really, truly believe it's over for this country. And I just need to say this. Understand my heart. If you don't vote, and you don't vote for Donald Trump, you lose all right to complain. I said to my wife the other day, I said, you know, after this election's over, if in fact Harris is elected, Every single person I hear complain about what's going on, and I don't care if it's in my own family. I don't care what degree of kinship it is. I am going to ask them, well, did you vote? Now, if they didn't vote, I'm just going to say, then shut up. You don't have any right, unless you can tell me that you were suffering from renal failure or a heart attack and you were in the hospital, that's why you didn't vote, you have no right to complain. I don't want to hear you anymore because you didn't do your job. Donald Trump is understandably disappointed at the least, maybe upset at the most, at the number of Christians who do not vote. I mean, we have been given a system of government blessed by God to be able to both elect the evil and the good. But if we don't participate in the election of the good, then evil will accomplish its designs by filling the vacancy. Nature abhors a vacuum, and politics abhors a vacuum. If we don't vote Trump in, and you don't vote, and you want to know why this country is going down a rat hole, go down the hall, walk into the bathroom, take a look in the mirror. You just identified one of the parties responsible for this country going downhill. And if you're listening to this program and you're saying, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like his personality, his persona. Well, first of all, you're probably parroting what other people have said. If you hear enough people calling him Hitler, then no wonder people want to kill him, because who didn't want to kill Hitler? Name one thing. Write me, redskyradio777@gmail.com, and tell me one thing that Trump did during his first term that was reminiscent of Adolf Hitler for anybody to be able to think that he would continue or expand upon that personality trait. Defending the greatest defense of Israel of any president, modern day president? Did Hitler do that? No, he killed 6 or 7 million Jews. Deregulation, reducing regulations, allowing people more freedom in their business. Is that Hitler? Of course not. The Hitlerites are the left. It's projection. It's what the left says about you, about me, and about Trump that actually is really what they are themselves. You know what? If you're a bully, then what are you going to do? You're going to tell somebody else they're a bully to try to deflect from what you are doing yourself. You're calling somebody else a liar. They have no basis for saying that. That's a reflection that you're the liar. This is what the left does. It's called projection. You're projecting onto another party your own sins, failures, mistakes, and incompetence. It's age old. It goes all the way back to Cain and Abel. Right? Am I my brother's keeper? Why am I responsible for my brother? Well, yeah, the existential threat here is Harris right now. And I almost don't like seeing this uptick in the polls for Trump, because I do not want people to think that it's not necessary to get out and vote. We think we got it. It's why Trump lost in 2020. Now, everybody who says that they're a Christian is not a Christian. We know that. I mean, even Satan, it says, masquerades as what? An angel of light. Oh, he must be saved, that guy over there. No, that's actually Satan in wolf's clothing. Wolf in sheep's clothing. I misspoke that. But my point is this. In 2020, when it appeared that Trump was going to win, there were 40 million people who identified as Christians who didn't vote. Now, in that group, you're going to have a lot of people who really aren't Christian. They just call themselves that because I don't know, they were baptized when they were a kid, or they just say, hey, I'm Catholic, I'm Christian, I'm Methodist, I'm whatever. Doesn't really matter. Doesn't make you a Christian. So those who aren't, who say they are. And then there are those who really are, but for some unimaginable reason, voted and went over to the dark side. So it is clear that if everybody who is a Christian, true Christian, would vote as the Bible mandates, this is a landslide. But we have these forces against us, not the least of which is Facebook, which now, I just found out yesterday, I can't think of the organization, I think maybe it's the VCY network, had a Facebook page that said that Christians need to be sure and get out and vote. Facebook took it down. Says it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate to say on Facebook to urge Christians to get out and vote. Oh my gosh. Anyway, if you decide not to vote and we end up with Harris, all I can say is please don't run into me, because I will ask you, unless you want to lie, I'm going to nail you to the wall on it until you've forfeited the right to complain. But I want to end on a little bit of a highlight, and it's a spiritual highlight, because it's sort of funny, but it's very insightful. Does it mean that Trump's going to get elected? No, I can't take it that far and make this article say that. But there is this trend, if you will, or event, spirit, if you will, running through various covens of witches that have just come out here and are complaining, not, is it just because it's near Halloween? I don't think so. That there are witches that are complaining they cannot cast bad spells on Donald Trump. One of them, I'm guessing, is probably Kamala Harris. I mean, she's probably got a Donald Trump doll at home. She goes home at night and rams another pin into his head, and finding out that she just goes further down in the polls, that more people that she thought she could count on were voting for her. Right now, it looks like the one group that Kamala Harris has absolutely locked up on her side are witches, because they're out there trying to... What should that tell you something right there? If the witches are trying to cast spells on Trump and they can't, doesn't that sort of tell you who you ought to vote for and who you ought to avoid? Oh my gosh. This is why I say that for some person to call themselves a Christian and vote for this wicked witch of the West is inexplainable, inexplicable, indefensible, all of the above. And one of these witches went on to say, in this article came out of WorldNet Daily, that there just seems to be something around him or about him that is protecting him. You think? Obviously, he was protected in each one of the assassination attempts. Does that mean that he's going to win the presidency? No. I tend to think that if Harris ends up winning, all these other events have been done to show that this is what God wanted, but the people did not hear it, did not listen to it, did not implement what they should implement, did not vote like they should. It's like God saying, I've done all I can do to put this man in office, short of just, you know, slaying Harris. But I don't think God's about to do that. I mean, if he wants to do that, that's up to him. I'd make the whole job a lot easier, I suppose, because I can't recommend that. Only he can do that. But the fact of the matter is that they can't, that this one witch is saying, we just can't. There's just something protecting this man. And we can't figure out what it is. Now, I'm not saying that witches should be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I don't know how that works in those deeper realms of dark spirituality, but it would seem like they would take into consideration that maybe they are wrong in trying to cast a spell. But I'm not considering that witches have common sense anymore that I can be convinced that Harris has any common sense. But it would seem to me that she must have the same mysterious complexity here, that why is it that everything I do isn't working? In fact, why is it that everything I'm trying to do actually backfires? Well, maybe she's at the wrong rally. She's at the rally where the witches should be celebrating whatever they celebrate. That seems to be where she belongs. Hey, God bless everybody. Thank you for making it through my faulty voice today. Remember, sit tall in the saddle because you ride for a brand. And what brand is that? The brand of Jesus Christ. We'll see you next week.